I'm doing some car driving. Ska learning is the is all. I mean, that's all learning. Hey Siri. Hey Siri. Hey Siri. Let's hear some ska music.
Ska music coming right up.
Fucking A. I think it crashed the phone. The thumbprint indicator is up, and it's just like not even. Nope, it loaded the iTunes, the music purchasing store. Hey Siri, let's listen to some ska music.
Go ahead.
Let's listen to some ska music. This is going great.
Okay. Here's the album, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, by various artists.
I'm gonna kill myself. That's a threat of violence against me. Because you were threatening me with violence by playing this. Hey Siri. Let's listen to some ska.
Sure. Here's a personalized station of ska songs.
Surely this has to be what I'm looking for.
This is a government health warning. Smoking can seriously damage your brain.
Hello, my darling.
One of those back and forth days of pretty fruitful stuff behind the scenes, and then the stuff we wanted to record all went wrong. That's not true. Well, I don't know. We had to shift some stuff around. Originally, we were going to do UFC kind of last when it comes to stuff we were going to get done this week. It was like, okay, kind of low priority compared to the other stuff. And then Monster Hunter had an issue that did not allow us to play it, which is a very strange one, where the save data would not load, and I'm incredibly... I have a theory about it that I will talk about more once the reviews have started to hit, I guess, because it's a little more specific than the stuff... Anyway, well, whatever. It's neither here nor there. Either way... Something weird happened with Monster Hunter that I have never seen before. And we were not able to record that, so... Gotta make some adjustments. We'll probably be able to record that tomorrow, unless something even crazier happens, but I can't imagine. Anyway. So then Dragon Ball would have been the next logical choice at that point, but we are waiting on something for that. So that was right out, and then suddenly UFC got recorded. So we'll have a UFC video going up tonight. I see cop lights. I want to go this way, though. I hope that they are not blocking lanes. And then I spent some time today knocking around with the new wiki stuff. They've got it up on a QA server, and I've been meaning to start banging on it for a while now. It's coming along. It's coming along real nice. Seems like a smoother, easier to understand process. Like, it's a good foundation where we can start to, like, make some videos about the wiki and be like, hey, here's how, here's how to edit it. It's pretty straightforward. And I'm pretty fucking pumped about that. And then they are in production on the site redesign stuff. Which is great too. And then I also, yeah, I don't, that's, and I had two more meetings on top of those. One in which we went over a bunch of numbers that all look pretty good. And, I'm hesitant to say. Well, whatever. So, take it with a grain of salt because, stuff gets pushed and canceled and moved around because that's the world of radio. But this Friday morning, I believe I am going to be making an appearance on Shade 4-5, talking to your main man, Lord Seer, about the world of video games. Hook that up. Will I be able to refrain from telling him what I am sipping on? I can't say. So that might be an ongoing thing. I don't know. I'll do that Friday morning. This Friday morning, unless, like I said, scheduling stuff, it sounds like that stuff can move around a lot, so we'll see. But that is the current plan. It's a guy walking up the street with a sword. Oh, no, it's an umbrella. Okay. I was like, okay, wait, it's raining, and it's an umbrella. But in the darkness here, it looked like he was walking a dog and holding a fucking sword. Like a shitty fake sword. You're right. It could be an umbrella sword, and who knows? Oh, and then, I don't know, those guys went to an event today that I don't know will result in, sounds like it was kind of a bust, but you know, certainly some podcast chatter out of it, but it sounds like it was a bust for video purposes. It feels like we're getting a lot more invites to events for announcements and stuff already this year. Which is weird. Maybe I'm just not remembering how last year went, but yeah, it just seems like people are coming out of the woodwork with like, hey, you want to come to this town to see this game? Hey, you want to come to this town? We're announcing an unannounced thing. And you're like, probably not. Iconoclast, yeah, I am really enjoying Iconoclast. I played some more of it last night. Got past the boss fight I fucking failed miserably at the first time I fought it, and then the second time I was like, oh, I'm missing several incredibly clear cues, and now it's got me like to the point where I'm wondering, like, did they patch those in? Like, wait, was that not there before? Because like, damn, there's some pretty obvious shit in there. Anyway. That game is really cool. I'm really enjoying the characters and story so far. Like, it's neat. Is dark, you're only, yeah, I mean, it starts out dark, and then, you know, you play for a while, and then I just hit something, so, yeah, man, I beat a boss fight, which then led to another immediate kind of boss-style confrontation, and that, some shit happened at the end of that I did not see coming. Yeah, it's neat. Yeah, I don't know. Today was weirdly hectic. There was a lot of back and forth between a bunch of different meetings. And then we were able to fit a recording in at the end of the day. Friday releases are weird. Like, our schedule is built in a way that it's, like, Tuesday releases are the ones that are easy to handle because of the way our schedule works out with the podcast and all this other stuff. So having stuff that's releasing on Friday with, like, fucking weird embargo shit around it is... It's fucking up my rhythm, man. Thank you. The norm, I don't know about the norm. Sort of. I don't know. It's I guess it's not necessarily the Friday releases. It's the, like, okay, you can stream this little bit of it here, and you can, but you can't cover this stuff until the game is out, so that's technically Thursday night. It's... all these new video game releases fucking up shit, man. Looking forward to getting Ben back in the office on a permanent basis here. It's been a weird fucking herky-jerky start to the year of, like, okay, we're back. We're getting stuff done. Okay, there are not a lot of games coming out. Okay, there are games coming out. Okay, we're, like, kind of shorthanded and working on a lot of, like, fucking year-planning stuff. And it's kind of just been all over the place in a way that can be frustrating at times, but, like, I don't know. It's... we so rarely take time to fucking actually try to figure some shit out. Ben have bionic feet? Now, I assume so. I don't, you know. I mean, if you're going to go get stuff done, you might as well go all out. Thank you. saw that Nintendo was shutting down Miitomo this year. I don't know, was it like four months? In May? Miitomo was pretty lame! Did we get anywhere with Fallout VR? I am done trying to play Fallout VR. Not interested. I've already wasted too many hours on that thing with no results to care. This person is turning the wrong way down a one-way street. Don't do this. I'm shaking my head at you. This is wrong. Don't. You fucked up bad, son. He is now realizing the mistake he has made as he is faced with a zillion headlights and is still just kind of... Okay, yeah, he rolled forward, made a turn. I don't know. That's, okay, well... yeah, it's been... My electric bill has also doubled in the cold weather. I got a credit card stolen. Well, I got a fraudulent charge on a credit card today. For the first time ever. You would think that after this many years and the scandalous-ass internet that I have frequented in my time as a credit card holder, that it would have happened by now, but... but this morning I got a phone notification through the app on my credit card thing that said, like, hey... We don't know what the fuck this is. You should click on this. And I was like, all right, let's open this up. And it was like, hey, did you spend $120-something in San Francisco this morning? I said, no. did not recognize anything about the name of the thing. Which, the names are never clear. That's the thing. Like, I had to look at it for a while and go, like, I mean, maybe. But I can't fucking imagine what it would be, so... So, I spent some time this morning digging over all my recent charges to make sure that that shit was all fucking squared away, and they're sending me a new car, and blah, 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 blah. Like, they were just like, oh, yeah, I mean, you know, just, yeah, you're not going to be responsible. We'll just, you know, whatever. Send you a new card. No biggie. I'm like, all right. Cool. Gas station. Yeah, I mean, honestly, you're probably right. It probably was a skimmer at a gas station somewhere. Trying to think if I went to a different gas station recently. License plate on this car says, I am Howe. Oh, gosh. Seems very serious, I don't know why. Yeah, like, what weird gas station did I go to? My wife and I stopped for gas somewhere fucking weird. Like a month. Half ago, maybe. It was a while. Yeah, you know, maybe that was just early January. Maybe that was a few weeks ago that we did that. Yeah. You know, it was right before Christmas. We went somewhere. That's what it was. No, it was right after. It was like the day after Christmas. I used my credit card at a gas station that I do not normally frequent. But it could be anywhere, right? You know, it's like, that's the thing. They're putting skimmers on stuff. They put it on, you know. Anyway, I don't know. It's interesting how they do it now. I had family members that had problems with that stuff years ago, and it was like, you know, updating all the recurring charges and all the other stuff was a hassle. And now they're just like, we'll keep honoring recurring charges to your current card number, so you don't really have to change those if you don't want to. It'll just keep working until the expiration date of your old card. Which I thought was, like, crazy. But, like, well, I mean, whatever, it makes sense. If it's, like, a known recurring charge that, like, no, we know that this thing happens, then they can still do it. But, anyway. It seems relatively low impact. I'll get a credit card shipped to me and I'll have to activate it, and that's it. Like, they even automatically updated Apple Pay. They're like, oh, if you use your card for Apple Pay, that'll automatically update to the new number. I'm like, what? That shit is wild. All right.
Thank you.
What do we need to do to get .ska to be a top-level domain? Who do I gotta... What? How much money do I gotta come up with to control all of .ska? Pretty funny if this was just like the theme to an actual James Bond movie. I guess the themes are never actually just this theme, are they? It's always like fucking Duran Duran, Paul McCartney and whatnot. Does every movie, I mean, is there a GoldenEye theme? Yeah, I guess that's... I don't know if James Bond. What the fuck is James Bond? I saw some of those Daniel Craig movies and thought they were alright. Casino Royale and either the one before it or after it. I don't know. The one of them was like a two-parter practically, right? I remember thinking those were okay. that's a thing I tell myself I should do with a weird regularity, considering that I have never really been, like, a huge James Bond fan. There is some part of me that always says, like, and this must have happened to a lot of, well, I bet a lot of people say this, they're like, man, I should watch every James Bond movie. That'd be fucking great. All in order. Watch all this James Bond. Because I have not seen most of those movies. I never... ska's not really doing it for me the way it used to. I would like some slightly newer ska, or a more variety. Let's not say I exclusively want, you know, third wave or what have you. Then there was Dancehall Crashers. Okay. See?
Yeah.
Like you said. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Got to get my radio voice on. It's time for the radio. All right.